tens of thousands of people have gathered again in Tahrir Square, it must be time to talk to Jack Schenker. Just like old times, Jack.
Yes, indeed. The nostalgia is really welling up. It's interesting today. The red and black and white of the Egyptian flag has had green added to it, and there's a sea of Palestinian flags in Tahrir Square. One of three things that Egyptians are campaigning about and rallying for today. So the first is solidarity with the Palestinian Reconciliation Agreement, which was signed earlier this month, and Cairo played an instrumental part in bringing that about. And a lot of Egyptians are obviously very excited about that. But there's also a plan to march on Gaza and sort of liberate the Rafah border on Sunday. This is part of a region-wide campaign involving the right to return of Palestinian refugees. And several people here in Tahrir are planning to march on the Israeli embassy in Cairo today and as a protest. And then that will be the first stage of what they hope will be a mass march, hundreds of miles northeast to the Gaza border, which the Egyptian government, the interim government, is obviously very, very twitchy about. The last thing it wants at the moment is any kind of confrontation with Israel in this extremely sensitive border area. And so we just heard today that they've put the entries and exit points to the Sinai Peninsula on high alert to try and ward off any such march. And the Hamas leader, Khaled Mishaal, has also discouraged Egyptians from marching to Gaza. So that's one strand of what's happening today, which is why we've got all these Palestinian flags. There's also a protest in favour of solidarity between Christians and Muslims. We've had a week of quite intense sectarian tensions, which culminated in the deaths of 15 people last week in the poor neighbourhood of Imbeba across the river. And there's a lot of placards showing, the Muslim crescent and the Christian cross side by side. The sermon which we heard earlier today for the Friday, the prayers, the Muslim midday prayers, were full of references to solidarity between Christians and Muslims. And finally, we have political activists complaining that the demands of the revolution and the aims of the revolution really haven't been fulfilled, and they're trying to put pressure on the Supreme Military Council to go further and to start reforming stronger and to escalate the campaign of arresting old Mubarak officials. And so three different strands, and the result is it's very noisy and very lively.
Give us an idea of the contrast between this rally and those in February.
Well, there's certainly a lot of that spirit of kind of that very exuberant spirit of, we're here, we're making our voices heard, we have the freedom to occupy this space and make this space our own, and this is about, ordinary people taking to the streets and not the government controlling them. That remains, but as Hossam Bagat, who's a very well-respected human rights activist based in Egypt, just told me, he said there is a feeling that people are searching for something which has been lost, and they're trying to recreate a lost moment, and that lost moment that he's referring to were those rallies in late January and February. Obviously, the context is very different. There was a single target then, which was to bring down Mubarak. That was a very unifying call. Once Mubarak fell on February the 11th, inevitably, people's demands fragmented somewhat. There have been rallies since, some of which have ended quite violently because the military police have, in the name of keeping a lid on chaos, have tried to break up any kind of demonstrations and strikes and anything which they think threatens the stability of the country. And people at previous rallies, pro-democracy demonstrators, have actually been arrested by the military, and there have been allegations of torture inside the grounds of the Egyptian Museum. So it's not like this is the first rally since the revolution.
Is it the biggest since Mubarak fell?
It's certainly one of the biggest. It's certainly one of the biggest. And, there is a sense, just like there was in February, where you had this mixture of the carnivalesque and also confrontation. It's both a celebration and a confrontation with authority. There is a feeling of that here as well, because it's well known that the military have made it clear they don't want to see strikes. They've even passed a draft law, which hasn't been fully implemented yet, which bans all strikes and demonstrations. effectively what's happening today is therefore illegal. And yet, you know, the military police are wisely, I think, keeping a low profile at the edge of the square. So there is that slight feeling of confrontation. But there's also a feeling that this is beyond just Egypt. I mean, the Palestinian stuff I've already talked about. There's also a lot of placards and posters referring to revolutions and uprisings going on elsewhere in the Arab world. As I talk now, somebody's walking past a placard of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad as Hitler, and what looked like stills from YouTube footage from Syria showing some of the massacres that have been taking place there. And in fact, the midday sermon made reference to our Arab brothers in other parts of the region who are fighting for the freedom which we fought for, which we Egyptians fought for. So there's a feeling that the focus is slightly beyond Egypt, but obviously this week's sectarian tensions have brought home the fact that Egypt's revolution is by no means kind of finished and cut and dry. It's very much an ongoing thing, and there are a lot of challenges that the country is still facing.
Okay, good to talk to you again, Jack. Thanks a lot.
Great, thanks, Matt.